This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. They're all free. As a good talk show website, should be. Well, at least hopefully you'll think it's good. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, enjoy the various features, and the main feature allows you to control the content of the site. Everything you see on the main page was put there by listeners just like you. You can find out how to do that over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Of course, it is the post-election show. Last night, much discussion of voting went on this program, a always contentious issue within the Liberty community. And tonight we'll give you some of the results that are maybe of a little more interest than others to the Liberty community. I think certainly the news media was focusing, as they always do, on how many Republicans won versus how many Democrats won.
Yeah.
And as you know, if you've listened for a little while or you love freedom, if whoever wins, the government
right.
always
the
wins.
The politicians win, the voters lose.
Yeah. So I can't say there's much out there to be excited about regarding which politician got in, but there are certain things like, for instance, the California full-on legalization initiative failed yesterday, which is kind of what the polls, I guess, were showing in advance, and it's unfortunate. You would think that California would have gotten that one right. I mean,
but they
did
tax it. Well,
they could have.
You know,
not now.
I think that it. How many times did it take for medical marijuana to fail in California?
That's a good question.
Say.
I don't know.
I couldn't say. I don't remember.
Wayne, were you out there at that time?
You know, I think I was, and I think I voted for it. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, that's a good question for somebody maybe has a history in California to tell us. Did it have to fail a few times before it went through the medical. I keep calling it that. They have medical marijuana in California out there. They attempted to do full-on legalization, and that did not work. I think it came in at, what was it? Let's see here.
It was like it was 40-something to 50-something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was pretty 47 to 53 or something like that.
54 to 46%, according to the Associated Press. And they're not going to give up. They're going to keep giving it another try the next time around, whenever that is going to be. I think 2012. They'll be pushing that one again. So
they should legalize it because it's the right thing to do, not because the government can tax it.
I agree. If you're trying to persuade legislative types, especially career legislative types like the folks out in California, then the perspective of you could tax it is a persuasive suggestion for them.
Revenue. Which
so,
they need badly.
Yeah, there was some other really good news, I guess, here in our very own New Hampshire. Of course, we are broadcasting from Keene, New Hampshire, and those of us on this program are members, participants in the Free State Project. We made the move here to advance liberty in our lifetime, and the Free State Project hasn't really even officially gotten rolling as far as the official move is concerned.
Right. It's a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. Once the 20,000th person signs up, then there's a five-year window to move at that point. And,
correct.
You know, if you don't make it in the 5 years, it's not like we're going to send anybody after you or anything like that, but that's what the statement of intent says.
Yeah, so at this point, it's early movers. We would be early
just
movers.
Just people who are excited and want to see things get off the ground now.
And it's exciting. Getting here and meeting up with other liberty-minded people is just an amazing experience because it's nice to be around other people that understand what freedom is and are not only getting it mentally, but they also are willing to do something physically about it in the real world to get out and be active. And so we've actually had some more success in the political realm, as many were hoping. Before yesterday, there were, I believe, four Free State Project participants who were elected to political office, specifically state representative. I think there's some folks that are doing little things like
selectmen, different town boards, and things like that.
Right. So the highest level offices that they've been elected to so far in New Hampshire would be state representative.
Yeah.
And there were four of them before yesterday. And now there are, I've seen estimates from as minimum as 12. Like, I've seen the names counted out. And I saw somebody say it was 16. Dennis Goddard is with us. He works with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at NHLA, or excuse me, NHLiberty.org. And Dennis, you are kind of one of the folks that is really the most deeply into the political scene out there. So
you know the stuff.
What are the real numbers? I mean, is it a dozen Free State Project participants? Is it 16? What are we looking at? Who got elected? Or I guess you don't have to name names, but how many people got elected yesterday that are actual participants in the Free State Project?
So I do have to start out by correcting you. I'm not one of the most active people out there. The people who are really active in the political realm just got themselves elected last night, which is pretty huge.
Well, weren't you running,
as
though?
Far as the, no, absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you ran. I thought you ran this year.
No. I'm still pretty new in town, and what I'm doing right now is just getting involved in town politics, what's going on in the town, trying to take care of town stuff, like the big thing I'm really proud of, pay by bag, so that we take a broad-based tax and turn it into a user fee, little things like that. That's where I'm starting with, because I want to run and win.
Yep.
But the numbers, I've talked to a number of the people that got elected, and some of them are very concerned. They don't want there to be a Free State or witch hunt in the House of Representatives.
Sure.
So, what I can tell you is that the number of Free Staters has more than tripled.
Okay, so at least 12.
And so that's... Yeah, it's more than tripled, and that's a really good thing.
Sure.
And the important thing is not so much the number of Free Staters or Free State pioneers that we talk about. I think the real number, because we're talking about voting, right? These are people who, for the next, God help us, 2 years, are going to be voting all the time on this bill or that bill. So the important thing is how many people are going to be voting our way.
Yes.
And when I look at that number, it's Free Staters plus known liberty people who are already in state, of which I count at least 10 complete newbies. Like, they might as well be Free Staters. They're libertarians in all but the L by their name. 10 more joining the tripling of Free Staters that we had previously, is pretty good.
Well, and then
you include the two dozen that were there that got A pluses in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you're talking, three dozen, maybe a little more people that can be counted on as... What's that?
Roundabout. And I'm looking at people that are new, that never won before. And, some of them are people who've been hanging around Free Staters so much, I thought they were Free Staters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are people who have run, every year for a long time and got swept in. One of them is a fellow named Bob Kingsbury, who is awesome. He was... 2 years ago, the Libertarian candidate for U.S. Congress, I'm really pleased to see that a lot of guys like that who were running for, frankly, crazy offices just to have a Libertarian on the ballot,
right,
have decided to run for something that they can realistically win, run as a Democrat or a Republican and actually win.
Yeah, I don't know why the Libertarians it's amazing the Libertarians bother. Their Senate candidate this year, I think, garnered 1% of the vote. An independent candidate without a party name.
I was sure going for him.
An independent name candidate without a party behind him who creeps a lot of people out actually got twice his vote total.
And I think that fellow got a lot of votes because he's a Quaker and the Quakers kind of stick together, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That does show you that a voting bloc can be out there, even among a small number of people. But, yeah, you run as an R or a D. If you want to actually win, you run as an R or a D, and you vote just however you would have voted no matter what letter brand was by your name. But you pick the one that you identify with most between the Democrats and the Republicans. Some people think there are some differences, and you go with the one that you're comfortable with.
Well, I think that's great. That's great news. And so were some of the people that were elected from the Free State Project community, were they re-elected this time around?
Yes. Let's see. Of the four that were Free Staters that were previously in the legislature, three were re-elected. One of them, unfortunately, lost. That was the guy who actually was the first person to get elected. It was interesting that guy ran in 2006.
As a Democrat, though, that might have been a factor.
Yes, definitely.
Exactly. And this shows you the real usefulness of having Democrats and Republicans running.
Yep, that's happening here. Yep, we're seeing that happen here, where liberty activists are essentially joining up with both parties and instituting, not only just bringing their ideas to the discussion within that party, but also running as political candidates. If you want, Dennis, hang on. We can come back and talk a little further about this, and then we'll talk to you. Maybe some interesting things happen where you live in a pro-liberty direction. Doubtful, but maybe it did. 800-259-9231.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. With information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing.
Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
In today's go-go world, it's so incredibly easy to consume the wrong kinds of stimulants. And what do these unhealthy stimulants really do for you? They make you feel jittery and nervous. And then at the end of the day, they have a crash effect and then it wears off. We all know that feeling. And then what do? We consume more of these unhealthy stimulants. Look, if you want to get off the merry-go-round of stimulants for good, I tell all my clients to make sure they get the proper amount of omega fatty acids and B vitamins in their diet. Omega fatty acids feed your heart and your brain and your body so they function properly and more energetically. A great source of these omega fatty acids is the acai berry, and Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains naturally energizing omega-rich acai with added B vitamins. Now, this will help you get some of the needed energy support in a healthy and convenient juice. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and you'll be getting all the healthy omegas and B vitamins you need to be energized and fit.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we're continuing here, kind of an election recap on things that happened across the country related to liberty. Of course, a lot of liberty folks are going to look at the election of Rand Paul as some sort of a significant event. there's this belief system out there that Rand Paul actually isn't an unprincipled lout, as it appears from the things that he said on the campaign trail. There's yet to be any evidence to support those assertions. Sure would be nice if all of a sudden he came out to be a shining example of freedom like his father.
He's against the Federal Reserve. That's good enough for me. I can tell you
Democrat wants to kill brown people.
The Democrat that he was running against wanted to kill brown people, and he's for the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Well, still, nonetheless, it's maybe a little bit of good news. I don't know. It certainly his supporters made quite a bit of stir in the week prior to the election. One of them stomping with his boot the neck of a young lady who was a protester in an event. It was horrifying.
Well, you know, there was an event before this. It was an incident maybe 6 months ago where as it turned out, that so-called supporter wasn't really a supporter. They were actually...
He was working for the campaign.
Oh, he was?
Yep. He had a campaign role. Now, again, as I pointed out, this is one of the problems with politics, is you never know who it is that wants to associate with you. I mean, if they come up and say, yeah, I want to hold a campaign sign for you, or I want to...
The answer's yes, right?
Right, right. So, that's then you find out later on this person's stealing from you, or this person is a thug.
Or a provocateur.
Or that could certainly be a possibility. Dennis Goddard is with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or I guess you're not officially with them tonight, but you certainly are a supporter. And I'm a life member, actually, I think, at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So Dennis is with us here, and let's address real quick, Dennis. How would somebody in New Hampshire who loves freedom, who is running for a political campaign, handle a situation where a campaign supporter or staff member turned into a common thug? What would happen?
They can treat that the way you would anyone that you don't know but is trying to associate themselves. You say, look, I have no idea who this person is. I don't associate with them. I disavow everything they do, and this happened to us before. We've had at least one or two cases where some maybe well-intentioned but certainly not well-socialized individual has purported to speak on behalf of the Liberty Alliance and said things that were just, not acceptable, done so in public hearings even. Mm-hmm. And generally what we do is the Liberty Alliance, like the chair, will send a message to the relevant people or committee or news outlet or whatever and say, look, this person was purporting to speak on our behalf. He does not. Easy as that. It's not a big deal.
Also, one of the things that you've got going for you up here, if you're doing a political campaign, especially for, of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, where liberty lovers are moving to New Hampshire and hopefully in droves soon, but there have been hundreds that have made the move so far, is that it takes 2 years. You have to live here for 2 years prior to actually running for the state house seats, and a dozen Free State Project participants, at least a dozen, just won some seats in the state house yesterday. And so you've got to be here for 2 years, which means you've got to get plugged into both the local community, as you were saying, Dennis, and also the Liberty community, which is quite a vast community. And great thing is you can make the connections and get to know a whole bunch of liberty-minded people prior to actually starting your political campaign. So mm-hmm. There's a good chance that you will actually have some personal knowledge of each and every person who is volunteering for your campaign here in New Hampshire, because the Liberty community is just so wide, but full of different people.
Oh, and it's amazing. People come out of the woodwork. Irina, my wife, was telling me she was holding signs at the polling place yesterday, and this lady stopped and talked to her, and they were talking for a little bit, and it seemed like they were agreeing on a lot of things. And she asked Irina how long she's lived here, and she said, well, we moved into town, a year and a half ago. And the lady says, oh, I moved to New Hampshire just a little while ago, too, and they both supported Ron Paul. And finally, Irina says, hey, are you a Free Stater? And she goes, yeah, don't tell anybody. And so this is in our tiny little town of, 10,000 people, not even that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over. People, you never know. It's crazy. I have no idea, honestly, how many libertarians just got elected to the House of Representatives, because there's a lot of names that are new that I don't know.
Yeah.
And some of them didn't answer the NHLA questionnaire that we send out. We don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will
really
find out, because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, one of the things that they do that I've never heard of happening anywhere else, and I'd love to be corrected on this, if there is such a project that is similar elsewhere, I'd love to hear about it. And I wasn't asking facetiously earlier for, you know, liberty-oriented election results out there from across the country. I just don't really believe there's much to report on anywhere else. But you know, look at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and what they're doing here. It's an organization that's been around for what, four years now? Five years?
I think 5 years, yeah.
5 years. Started by Free State Project participants, involved people that are New Hampshire natives, are involved, and it's an organization that actually takes a look, amongst other things they do. They actually take a look at the various different candidates. They endorse them. Then once somebody gets into office, they keep an eye on every single one of the legislators here, and they create a grading or report card, basically, for each one of those political people, and essentially tracks their votes on issues of a liberty-oriented importance. Did they vote in a liberty-oriented fashion on this issue or not? And they break that down every single year, and they come up with a grade, A through F, through, and then there's constitutional threat below that. Then they release that report card publicly. So you will find out who all these people are that won as soon as they start to vote on the various different issues. And you'll publish that, or the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance will publish that on their website at nhliberty.org.
And that endorsement seems to be golden because, you know, 105 of the candidates that the NHLA endorsed won. And to be endorsed, they had to get a B-plus or better grade. So that's all pretty good. There's some other nuggets here that are really interesting to me. I mean, the dust is not yet cleared from the election, but there's another election about to happen that is going to affect a lot, and that is that now these newly elected representatives have to themselves elect a Speaker of the House.
Okay.
And as it turns out, the guy who, I'd say he has a 50% chance, maybe more, of becoming the next Speaker, is a fellow named William O'Brien, Bill O'Brien. You may know him as a guy that represented Sam, your co-host, in court.
That's right, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. He's taken up the audio recording issue as a central issue. Like, if he's pledging that if he becomes Speaker, that sucker's going to pass the House of Representatives.
Oh, that would be nice. I certainly hope that works out. And, of course, with the dozen-plus actual Free State Project participants being elected, it's turning into, I mean, just the Free Staters, if you don't even include the rest of the people. I mean, they're tiebreakers with numbers like that.
Yeah, it's huge, and I don't think we've quite... portrayed the stunning victory that really happened for people to believe in liberty.
The libertarians
here in New Hampshire
have never done anything like this.
Nothing like this. This is a completely unprecedented occurrence. I mean, you know, maybe somebody can make an argument for two centuries ago, this many liberty-loving individuals being in some state body. But this is completely unprecedented, and we haven't even covered the amazing things that have happened in the Senate and the Executive Council. Dennis, can you stick with us for one more segment?
Yeah, I know Dennis had something else he wanted to get out to, so hang on, Dennis. New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here. Dennis is with us. He's one of their volunteers, nhliberty.org. We're telling you about all this because New Hampshire is special, it's different, and there's a reason that you should be here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, Oregano Oil Plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like Apple Cider Vinegar, Brain Power, and Neuro Recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The program, of course, brought to you by the Free State Project and the Next 1000 Pledge. We've talked about the Free State Project many a times, but the Next 1000, not as many. Free State Project bringing liberty-minded people all here to New Hampshire to get active in various different ways to achieve liberty. And the Next 1000 Pledge is essentially the same as the First 1000. Mark, you and I are members of the First 1000 Pledge. Wayne, did you sign up for the First 1000?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're part of the first 1,000 people that have made the move here to New Hampshire. And there's probably about 1,000 people here, officially at least 800. And now there's the Next 1000 Pledge, which is at pledgebank.com/next1000. So if you are a Free State Project participant, you have not made the move, and you'll be here, is it by the end of 2011, Mark?
I think that's the number, yeah. The specific pledge you can find at pledgebank.org/next1000.
If you'll be here by the end of 2011, I believe it is, and you can count on that. Or even if you're just planning on being here by then, you can sign the Next 1000 Pledge. I think there's a few hundred people on there at this point.
Yeah. I mean, go in and support them, help them out. The more victories the Free State Project has, the more successful it's going to be.
We've got to push this news out.
The quicker we have liberty in our lifetime.
We've got to push this news out as far and as wide as possible within the liberty movement, because this is huge. I mean, what we're talking about here tonight is the tremendous success, a success that the Libertarian Party, of which I was a member for many years, could only dream of having. Libertarian candidates around the country, people that purportedly understand what freedom is, I don't know if they really do. Some of them do, though. The libertarians out there would love to have ballots, election success like the Free State Project participants just had yesterday here in New Hampshire.
But, you know, also, even though a lot of Republicans won in New Hampshire and across the country, I think that a lot of libertarian-minded people and libertarians also ran as Republicans in this race, kind of in the model of Ron Paul. So I think there's probably quite a few of those nationwide.
Ron Paul, by the way, this is another, because we're looking at other liberty-oriented results from around the country, and I'm glad you brought up Ron Paul. It's my understanding he won with 79%.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to his election. Yeah. Never even thought about it. But
you knew he'd be reelected,
yeah,
right?
Thank goodness. John Dennis, the one we supported on this show for so long, he failed miserably, unfortunately, in San Francisco.
Apparently, the San Franciscans are not concerned. The San Franciscan Democrats are not concerned with ending the war because John Dennis is, you know, an anti-war Republican versus Nancy Pelosi, who is a pro-war Democrat. And yet the Democrat won. Just so many people are so partisan, they don't care about the issues.
Well, it's hard to break people from their patterns.
Which is really why moving to New Hampshire and getting together with other people to bolster your message, to bolster your support, makes the most sense. It's the most sensible political strategy. It's the most sensible strategy for liberty.
Even
and
if
it's
you're
improving.
Tea Partier, I mean, you know, really, what were your successes on a national level? They're very diluted. When you're looking at the level, the victories here in the state, unprecedented victories in the state of New Hampshire, this will be considered, when we look back in history, if liberty does triumph, this will be the election that everybody looks at. People will be strategizing about it.
Yeah, you shocked me during the break, Mark, because you told me about somebody that was elected. Actually, a couple folks that were elected that I had no idea. I just figured I'd look at the New Hampshire State House races and I'd ask folks about that. Well, how many people were elected to the New Hampshire State House? And it's over a dozen Free State Project participants elected yesterday.
But that's just the tiny number. There's, you know, a dozen there were several Dennis, go ahead and you break it down.
Yeah, there's a lot more folks that are liberty oriented that aren't Free State Project.
Right, they don't have to be porcupines to be pedigreed.
But I was shocked to find out that a couple of liberty minded folks were actually elected to the New Hampshire State Senate. Dennis, what's the scoop there?
There's so many great nuggets from this election, but certainly one of the biggest is the fact that I believe he's a formal official friend of the Free State Project, Jim Forsyth. He ran as a Ron Paul Republican for U.S. Congress 2 years ago, and that didn't work out for him, but this time he ran for the New Hampshire State Senate, and this was fantastic. He won, and he won massively. He trounced the other guy in the primary. He won handily in the general election. And the great thing about this is so much money was spent attacking Jim Forsyth. There were negative ads in all the big newspapers. He was labeled as the extremist. They actually took and ran an ad, and I believe it was the Concord Monitor, maybe it was the Union Leader, one of the two big newspapers in New Hampshire. There's a picture of actually Jim Forsyth speaking with a Free State Project banner behind him. I believe he was speaking at a Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. And it said, you know, Jim Forsyth, extremist. And it was all about how evil it would be. Well, what we just proved is that we can elect an extremist Free Stater into
the state Senate
on that baby.
Of which there are only, what, 25 members of the
24 senators. 20, and this was the huge difference. And I have to qualify this because otherwise it's just going to make me sound like a partisan when I say it. But when you have to look at New Hampshire as a special different state when you look at its Democrats and Republicans. When you look at a Republican
the
up
Democrats here own guns. I mean, just
right.
Give you an idea.
The Democrats here aren't going to go, generally are not going to be anti-gun. It's just kind of a New England thing. It's that rugged individualism that New
I think
England's.
It's a New Hampshire and Vermont thing, not really Massachusetts.
Oh, on that thread, I got to jump in. You know, our Democratic governor who was reelected our Democratic governor is a Democrat who has sworn, he's taken a pledge, never to have an income or sales tax in this state. How's that for a Democrat?
You pretty much can't win in New Hampshire unless you take that pledge.
Right. But
unless you're in Keene.
I want to point out how the Democrats and Republicans are a little bit different. Democrats here generally won't go after gun rights. Republicans here tend to be sort of, you know, stick-to-yourself New Englanders. They're crusty. They're self-reliant. So they're less likely to be so sticky on social issues.
Honestly, I'm a little worried about gay marriage, though, Mark.
I'm worried on it.
I'm
too, but
very
I think
worried about gay marriage. I'll tell you, I'm not going to blow any sunshine on this one. Gay marriage is in trouble. I think that the best we can do, honestly, is bring back civil unions or something like thereof. Maybe we can start the nucleus of something to eliminate the state from marriage, but the downside
that would be a good idea.
Is, yeah, and I think that's something that we can make some traction
start
on.
Start pushing that right out the gate. Pushing getting the state out of marriage right out the gate. If you could win that one, then the whole issue becomes moot, and that would be fantastic. But let me focus a little more on Jim Forsythe, just so our listeners get this in perspective. A Free Talk Live listener and financial supporter is now a member of the New Hampshire State Senate. Jim Forsythe, for a long time, has been a Free Talk Live amplifier. I don't know if he currently is, but for a long time, he was a platinum amplifier of this program. I mean, a tremendous supporter of Free Talk Live. He's not a Free State Project participant in that he did not move here as part of the Free State Project, but he did move here, and he moved here for more freedom, as I understand it, and then found all of these wonderful Free Staters and other New Hampshire natives that are that love liberty. He spoke to introduce Ron Paul. You mentioned a picture of him at with a Free State Project banner behind him. That was probably when he was introducing Ron Paul at a Liberty Forum a couple of years ago. I mean, we have a Free Talk Live listener who is in the New Hampshire State Senate. Just put that in perspective.
Right. And what the other thing I wanted to point out as far as the Senate goes is that there was a huge sweep. The Democrat, it was a Democrat-controlled Senate at one time. Generally, here in New Hampshire, and I'm not saying this is a that you can go by this, it's not an ironclad rule, but generally, if they're a Republican in New Hampshire, they're going to be more liberty-oriented than most Republicans most places, and certainly more than most Democrats in most places. It gives you a little better feeling. It just turned the tide. It went from a Democrat-controlled Senate to nearly a Democrat-less Senate.
Dennis, tell me what else you need to get out. Is there anything we missed about this just overwhelming success for Free State Project participants and liberty lovers in New Hampshire?
Speaking of the Senate, you remember there was a lady that cast the decisive vote against medical marijuana in the Senate.
Betsy DeVries?
She's gone. She has nice. Been, yeah, DeVries, she's out of there. And she was attacked mercilessly by the Free Staters, and she's gone. A couple of the people that were against homeschooling, they tried, you know, you remember that we had homeschoolers had to show up in droves by hundreds. 8 of those people just didn't even try to run. The 2 that did try to run were defeated soundly. We have victory after victory. You are going to say the next 2 years are going to be insane.
Dennis, as far as I'm concerned, you've proven your case. Politics is a viable option. Now, as long as these folks start voting for Liberty, the new ones, the newbies, that is, and I have no reason why they wouldn't because they're Free State Project participants, so I think everything will be...
They didn't pick up to vote against Liberty.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Dennis, for the update tonight. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extend Overbite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our news updates. Be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow our updates via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Take your pick. They're all free. news.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. Actually, I get it twice a day, and I do a lot of my show prep from there. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Got any interesting election results that happened that are maybe of a liberty-oriented interest from around the country? We touched on a few of them here so far. Ron Paul just getting a landslide victory again for something like, what, the dozenth time in his district in Texas, 79% voting for Ron Paul.
Which is even higher than last time, I believe. I think he was in the 73% range last time.
You may be right about that. And what that really shows is that, similar to Jim Forsyth, who's a Free Talk Live listener and one time, I think maybe still a supporter, I don't recall if he currently is or not.
I donated money to his campaign.
A long time.
Aren't you an amper if you've been an amper? I mean,
it's true. Yeah, he has amped.
Let's use the term amplifier to make it easy.
Right. Once an amper, always an amper. Yeah, that makes sense. So this guy runs and is outed as basically a supporter of the Free State Project, called an extremist, wins handily in the election.
Gandhi was an extremist, too.
Who?
So was Martin Luther King, Gandhi.
Oh, yeah.
They were all considered extremists.
It just shows that if you actually take a principled position on the issues and you speak about that and you don't hold back Like, Ron Paul pretty much doesn't hold back. I mean, he's 98-97% on the liberty issues.
Pretty good.
That if you take a principled or relatively principled stance and you don't back down from it, people appreciate that. They appreciate that consistency, and they appreciate what it stands for, and you'll get elected and possibly reelected. And, you know, if you actually do what you say, like Ron Paul does, and continue to vote against the insanity in Washington, D.C., then you get reelected over and over again. So it's just amazing successes, most of them coming out of here in New Hampshire. Actually, I don't think there really are any other liberty-oriented successes around the country that I know of. Maybe you do, and that's why I've been asking for here this hour. So let's go to the phones and the fun and see what you've got to say. Maybe there's something we've missed out on. Dave is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Prop 19, I could tell you why it didn't pass, but first let me say, the whole cannabis thing to me is not about getting high. It's about getting hemp into the hands of the farmer so that the humans could have access to the 25,000 uses that this plant offers. With that said, I'll tell you why 19 didn't pass. Because the medical marijuana growers, there's over 200,000 of them. They all showed up and voted against it because they're monopolistic, capitalistic pig bastards that want to be able to sell their product for street prices.
Yeah.
And keep it away from the common man. It's disgusting what went on in California with that 19, and it shows what the capitalistic, monopolistic, pig bastard mind could do to such a good thing. And it boils my blood.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating because it seems like such an obvious issue to people like us who have already come to the conclusion that you own your own body, and so you should be able to put what
and
you want into it.
It comes down to the money. They want that $36 billion a year.
Which would go down to only $36 billion a year
because it's against the law.
Correct. Correct.
Dave, the only thing I would question in what you said is that the word capitalistic, because
monolistic, capitalistic. The bad part, man.
Right. The monopolistic.
Of the corporatism that's going on in our face, the hookup between the government. There's a big relationship going on right in front of our eyes with capitalism and corporations, man. They're calling it corporatism, but it's actually fascism. It's a nice name for it, and we're going for it. It's crazy, and I just want to say...
Well, maybe Montana will, or New Hampshire will.
Well, we're going through the same thing up here. We're going through this. All the growers, they call themselves caregivers, and that's another thing. I want to spit in the eye of the guy who calls a plant, a farmer, a caregiver. A caregiver wipes your butt, cooks your breakfast, cleans your house, does your laundry. That's a caregiver. These guys grow a plant that's easier to grow than tomatoes. A tomato is good for my prostate. Why doesn't tomatoes cost $50 each? These guys are crazy. It should be like homebrew laws. Take the money out of it because of these greedy bastards.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate the passion, and I can't say I disagree with much.
I can't disagree with anything he says.
Yeah, I mean, I would quibble on the capitalism term, but I don't like that term either because of what it means to people and the connotations that it has. It was like I was listening to Stephanie and Mike over on Pork Therapy last night on LRN.FM, and they were talking about the term anarchist and whether or not liberty-minded people, they themselves included, should use it. Mike Barsky was taking the position against using the term anarchist, and Stephanie was trying desperately to defend it. And it's just, you know, why bother? Why not leave the terms with the baggage behind? I don't think capitalism really even identifies what I believe in anyway. I mean, even the actual real definition of it, I don't think I'm necessarily a capitalist. I think that I'm a free marketeer. I'm somebody that believes in the open marketplace and people experimenting with different methods of organization for their businesses and their finances. And
right. Capitalism suggests one type of economic setup, and a free market does not necessitate one type of setup. Mm-hmm. I agree that I think that what I would call capitalism, if I got to define the term, term, but the listener gets to define the term, whomever hears it. And, you know, I think that it all comes down to this guy, Murray Rothbard, who had a great deal of respect. You know, he's well-read, well-written. He was a genius, a giant among men. He created the term anarcho-capitalist. And
like the worst of the worst.
I just think it's the worst of his work. You know, of all the things he did, this term anarcho-capitalist, I just feel is a terrible one, because I, even if I fit into that category, would be neither. I am certainly not a person who doesn't believe in rules. I believe in rulers myself, for me. So, you know, and capitalist, I think that I believe in making money and all those things. But capitalism has so many connotations of, you know, greed and evil despotism to it that it's not a term worth salvaging.
I agree. Let's continue with your thoughts. Paul is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Paul. North Carolina.
What?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just calling in regards to the guy who was on there last night. I can't actually listen to y'all live right now.
Mm-hmm.
I usually listen to y'all's podcast.
Which guy?
The guy who didn't, I can't remember his name, but he was the one who didn't vote. Or
Sam?
Believed in not voting.
Oh, the host of the show, yeah. Sam was with us, yep.
Yeah. By the way, I just started listening to y'all's show probably about a month ago and love it.
Okay, welcome, sir. So what were your thoughts?
Well, in regards to that, today at work, I work at a physical therapy clinic here in North Carolina. Some people today were asking me, you know, hey, did you vote today? And I said, well, no. And, of course, here in North Carolina, the Bible Belt, people think that's, you know, an absolute sin.
Mm.
And for me personally, the reason I'm not voting is because I am a Christian, and I'm not going to get on here and preach to y'all or anything like that. That's not why I'm here. My thing is I feel like I think who was it? William Morris said no man is good enough to be another man's master, I feel personally as an individual. I only have one master who's going to be able to help me through life. And so if I vote another tyrant in, no matter who it be, on a local level or wherever, I feel like I'm doing nothing but creating more of a problem.
You know, there's been several Christian sects, we'll call them, that have felt this way in the past, and I can definitely see how it is they feel that way. I mean, to me, the flag has essentially turned into a religious icon. I mean, they'll have grade school kids stand there and say a little prayer with their hand over their heart to the icon, it's crazy stuff.
It makes me sick.
Paul, I gotcha, and if you feel sick, you shouldn't do it. And I think
definitely.
1-800-259-9231. I do it to minimize damage, and I think that's legitimate, too. More coming up. You can bring whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.